Bill Wills, Mike Snyder. We are downtown at our beautiful Global Convention Center, Mike, where the Ruth Ratner Miller Awards taking place, and a great honor today, and I think well-deserved for the Dolan family.
Absolutely. You know, beyond even what we've talked about with the family and the way they've run the Cleveland Indians, but all they else they do in the community, and I think part of what they're being recognized for today is the enhancements that have been done to Progressive Field, that it's been a home run.
Paul Dolan is alongside. We thank you for your time, and you're a humble guy, as is the organization. But congratulations on this well-deserved recognition.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, our team's done a great job maintaining and improving the ballpark, and it's really nice to have the community recognize that.
The name Ruth Ratner Miller also goes back in this town, right?
Yeah, it's an honor to be recognized with that name. I mean, her legacy and the legacy of that family is very, very powerful and continues to be powerful in this community. So to be associated in any way is a really great thing.
I've done this awards program for many years. It seems like there were some years where they would quickly write down a couple of names to mention just before it started. It is amazing at the renaissance of downtown, the recognition that will be done today with so many projects, Paul. It's truly a great time in downtown Cleveland.
No question, and it's great to be part of it. We fixed up our building, but downtown is really sprucing itself up, and that's manifesting itself in so many great ways. We saw it with the Republican National Convention, and whether or not we get the Amazon headquarters, it's realistic. At least I think we have a chance because of what's happening in this community, and that's a great thing.
And Mike Snyder, what a run the baseball team gave.
Yeah, what a run it was, Paul. You've had a few times. I know you didn't want to go out that way, but now that you've been separated a little bit, how are you reflecting on the year that was?
Well, now that there's no baseball being played anywhere, maybe we're starting to gather a little bit of perspective on it. I mean, 102 wins is great. 22-game winning streak is historic, and we'll never forget that. But it still stings because we all thought we would be playing a little deeper into October, a lot deeper into October.
Were you able to watch any of the games?
I watched many of them. I didn't get to the end of many of them, but I did watch some. But it feels better when nobody's playing anymore.
Paul, we are into the kind of that hot stove time of year. Just give us a little perspective from you as you go into this offseason, what the organization is looking to accomplish.
Well, you know, we had a very good team last year,
yes.
And most of it's coming back. So our goal really is to maintain as much of it as possible. I think we'll tweak on the sides, but I should put a big caveat in anything I say about any offseason is, like last year, Encarnacion was not on my radar screen this time last year, so who knows what we're going to do. I don't expect that kind of move just because of some financial limitations, but my guess is our guys will be aggressive.
And who knows, you know, Mike, every year we get together in spring training. A lot could change between now and then, and as Terry reminds us, and I think the organization is very mindful of this, the roster that leaves spring training isn't always the one that finishes. I mean, it's the whole organization, right?
No question. It's an evolution, and it starts now, picks up in spring training, but all throughout the season. The team that opened up on opening day was a little different than the team that finished. And we're deep, and so we'll be in good shape next year.
Mr. Dolan, thank you for your time, all the great fun and memories this summer, and we look forward to another great year next year.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Paul.